1045 The Zone. It is 735. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. If you're looking for a way to put a little play in your day, then play Lotto America, the $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. The drawings are every Wednesday and Saturday. Make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today. Let's head to Knoxville from Sports Radio WNML. Our friend Jimmy Himes joins us now. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Are you wearing your green jacket this morning?
Yes. I always do on a Monday after the Masters. Are you kidding?
That's right.
Be the only time.
Spring game on Saturday for the Vols, the orange and white game. The white team had Jared Garantano, the first team offense and the second team defense. Jimmy, they started kind of slowly, then scored on three straight possessions in a 28-10 win. What impressed you about the way that first team offense got it going?
Well, I don't draw a whole lot from spring games, but I thought Garantano made a couple of really nice throws at times. I thought he hit Juwan Jennings on a really nice slant pass over the middle for about 31 yards. He threw a deep fade route that was a pretty pass. He threw a nice pass to Dominic Wood Anderson for a touchdown. He ended up throwing for, I guess it was four touchdown passes, had about 197 yards. I thought he did all right. His percentage wasn't real good. So he had some good plays, bad plays. The offensive line has got a long way to go still. If I'm saying that in the middle of October, then this could be a tough year for Tennessee, but they got a ways to go. But I thought that Garantano did a nice thing. He was the MVP of the spring game for the second year in a row. And it was interesting that it was last Saturday. Pruitt said that based on the way Garantano had played last Saturday, it was maybe his worst day of the spring. But obviously he has got to play at a high level for Tennessee to have a chance to have a competitive year. And when I say competitive, I mean at least get to a bowl game. So he's got to play better than he did a year ago. And I think under Jim Chaney and with his supporting cast, he can. He just needs some help from that offensive line.
Let's talk about the receiver group. Juwan Jennings made some plays, had that 31-yard pass and catch on third down. They kind of going on that fourth drive. But what about this group as a whole with Jennings, Josh Palmer, Marquez Callaway, the 52-yard touchdown? How good do you feel about this group coming out of the spring?
I think it may be the best unit on the team, and I think it's one of the better units compared to the rest of the SEC. Callaway, I think, is a really good receiver. He led the team in receiving last year. Jennings, when healthy, is a really good player, an NFL-caliber player, I think. Josh Palmer averaged 21 yards a catch last year. That ranked among the top three in the SEC. Brandon Johnson led the team in receiving 2 years ago. He didn't have that good of a year last year. Then if you throw in Dominic Wood Anderson as tight end, who is an all-SEC caliber tight end, I'd be surprised if he doesn't catch around 40 passes this year in Jim Chaney's offense. I like this group. I think it's really good. And you've got some other complimentary players like Jacquez Jones, Jordan Murphy. So I think it's a real good group. Ramel Keaton, a freshman, has a chance to contribute some as well. So I don't know that there's a unit on this team that's better than the wide receivers.
Jimmy Himes, our guest, Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville.
Well, since we're talking about spring ball there, Jimmy, what was the attendance like and the fans' interaction?
Well, they had an autograph session with VFLs before the game, and they had a lot of interactive games and different things beforehand. Now, in the stadium, they didn't do that so much, but I know Tennessee announced 50,000. I usually get criticized for announcing crowds lower than what some people think I should announce. So I'm the resident expert, I guess. I was asked what the attendance was, and I said, about 32,000. And some people in the media booed me because they thought it was less. It wasn't close to 50,000. I think 30,000 is a pretty close estimate as to what it really was. The lower bowl seats about 62, the upper bowl 38. The lower bowl, I don't think was half full. So I don't know why they decided 50,000. That's the second year in a row they've overestimated by about 20,000. I guess they do it for recruiting purposes. But I thought the fans were okay in terms of being involved with it. I thought the whole setting was beautiful, though. The weather held up. It was really nice. It was a great evening to play football.
Well, you talked about the offensive line having a little bit of struggles or think you need a lot of work anyway. What about the pass rush? Was some guys winning some one-on-ones?
I think Darrell Taylor is the only pass rusher up front that I would feel comfortable in saying that guy can be an impact pass rusher. The rest of them, there's work to be done. I don't know if it's DeAndre Johnson. I don't know if there's somebody else coming off the edge that could be of benefit there to help them. Maybe you have to blitz Najee Warrior. I don't know, a safety. but Taylor's the only one I feel good about. The offensive line's a work in progress. So is the defensive line. The defensive line lost all three starters. And Matthew Butler was singled out by Tracy Rocker, the defensive line coach, the other day as being the most improved defensive lineman. But I think this defensive line's going to have a hard time stopping the run. Now, they improved dramatically last year versus the year before. In fact, they improved by about 97 yards rushing per game, yet still the run defense last year wasn't as good as it needed to be. And I can't see them being better in run defense when you've lost three senior starters. So I think that's going to be a big challenge for the defense.
Jimmy, Jeremy Pruitt went out of his way to compliment linebacker Shannon Reed. Where does he fit in that linebacking core?
He played well. He had 10 tackles. He's fighting for a starting spot. I thought Batuli and Ignat would be the starting inside linebackers, and I thought Reed was too light to play inside, but he did a nice job. And so he may end up, I think the outside linebackers would be Darryl Taylor and DeAndre Johnson, but Reed played well. He's got good instincts, knows for the football. He's a good tackler. And, you know, every now and then you need somebody to emerge and step up that may have been unexpected from the year before. Maybe Reed's going to be that guy. Right now, with Kirkland likely out for the year, Jeremy Pruitt told us on our show last week that Kirkland was going to go through some rehab and may not play this year, probably won't play this year. That opens the door for Reed to be a starter and potentially beat out Will Ignat.
Also, too, like Quavarius Couch, he hasn't been there very long, but yeah. I thought he dealt out some big hits, including one to Jeremy Banks behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Crouch is going to be a good player. Here's the thing about him, too. Now, he didn't play last year. He was injured. But he said that he wanted to play linebacker instead of running back because linebacker has longer life shelf in the NFL than a running back does. So that's why he wanted to play that position. He's a good football player. And I think he is going to have an impact. Three true freshmen, I think, are going to play a lot and be really good this year that we saw in the spring. Wanya Morris is your likely starter at left tackle. I really like Jalen McCullen at safety. And then I think the third one is Crouch. I think he's going to play a lot. I don't know if he can win a starting job. He may be good enough to do that, but I think he'll play an awful lot and he'll be on several special teams.
This team needs to create ways to score and be dangerous. In terms of the returners, what do you think? Bryce Thompson, Ty Chandler, where do you think he's going to go with that?
Well, I think Chandler and Thompson are going to be your two kickoff return guys. Both of them look good. Thompson really looked good on the kickoff returns. And, in fact, I think he could have broken some of those tackles when they whistled him down. Callaway's going to be your punt returner. He may get some help from others, but right now he's your punt return guy. Tennessee needs to improve in both those areas. Callaway averaged a little over 11 yards of punt return last year. That's not bad, but I think he can do a little bit better. And then on the kick returns, the team average, and Chandler's average was only 16. That's not very good on kick returns. I know he's better than that. The team average was at about 20. Now, I understand that with the rules, it's harder on kick returns. You're not going to see 30-yard averages probably anymore. But I think Tennessee needs to be better in kick return average than they were last year.
Jimmy, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. From Sports Radio WNML in Knoxville, Jimmy Himes helping us put the cap on Tennessee spring game back on Saturday, the orange and white game. Now, the break before camp gets here a few months down the road, but played over Neyland. Sounded like a good turnout on Saturday night.